Bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from John 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. As of this writing, 22 are dead from the explosion at the Ariana Grande concert in Manchester. Once again, the world was shocked by the level of hatred which can come out of the human heart, and the destruction a mind can direct against strangers. Now, the rest of this devotion could speak to the terrible and total corruption of sin, or it could center on the differences between Christianity and some of the other mainstream religions of this dark world. It could, but it won't. Instead, I would like to note that there is another side to the balance scale. Immediately after that bomb went off in Manchester, and as soon as the level of destruction was known, some people, many people, responded in love. For example, many homeowners threw open their doors for those youngsters who had come to the concert alone. One woman, Paula Robinson, took stranded children to a nearby Holiday Inn until they could contact family. Domino's Pizza sent trucks with food to the arena. Nearby companies served coffee and tea to any and all. The Supreme Sandwich Company offered free food to first responders who kept going without a break. Taxi drivers took concert attenders home for free. Manchester citizens flocked to blood donation centers to help attack victims. Writing these daily devotions, I look at hundreds of potential stories each week. Most are filled with the results of sin's corruption in the world. Seeing and hearing those stories, it is easy for me to become discouraged, depressed, despondent, and pessimistic. Many of you have said you feel the same way. To us the Lord says this world is an incredibly dark place, but I have sent my Son into the darkness. He does not bring light to you. He is light. He is the light who dispels darkness, who forgives sins, who saves souls. It is his light that believers reflect into that darkness as they live their lives. He is the light who guarantees that the haters and the bombers will not have the final word. We pray. Dear Lord, those of us who are saved give thanks for the light of Jesus. Without him, it would be impossible for us to find our way through the darkness of sin and Satan. Send your Holy Spirit to keep us in that faith. And whenever possible, touch the dark hearts of the haters with your great gospel of love. In Jesus' name, amen.